Quote episode number 29. Today is the 15th of February 2021, and I'm your host, Marion. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about BOM. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Cluster bombs, or FI for short, have drawn criticism from some who argue that unexploded ordnance poses a deadly danger to civilians long after the conflict has ended. A cluster bomb consists of an outer shell containing dozens of small bombs, and the shell releases a hail of bombs that explodes on impact. The violent combustion of the fuel creates an excess pressure that can detonate buried enemy mines, clearing the way for ground advances. FI are designed to release a cloud of explosive vapor at a short distance above the ground. Efforts to ban weapons have led to the Convention on Cluster Munitions, which prohibits the use, stockpiling and production of cluster munitions in all ratified countries, and entered into force in August 2010. The explosive bombs destroy buildings and other structures by the force of the detonation. These bombs can be divided into two types, those containing explosives and those that do not. The most common type is the explosive bomb, a type of bomb with a high explosive content, such as sarin. A thermonuclear weapon is a type of atomic bomb that releases energy from fission of a nuclear fuel such as uranium, plutonium, or thorium. The energy released by fission in a bomb can be up to 1,000 times stronger than the energy of a bomb. For some types of bombs, the fusion of materials with high concentrations of deuterium and tritium, contained in fissile material that itself contains fusion, triggers a thermonuclear detonation. In a self-supporting chain reaction, the isotopes of hydrogen combine to form helium, a process known as nuclear fusion. The yield of the weapon can be increased by manipulation, which increases the duration and intensity of the reaction by inertial inclusion and neutron reflection. Homemade bombs, which consist of military and non-military components, are often used by guerrilla insurgents and other non-state actors. Improvised explosive devices such as chemical bombs, chemical weapons and biological weapons. Sign up here to see what's happening every day in your inbox and subscribe to our free daily email newsletter here. The Barnes Wallace bomb, designed to bounce off the surface of the ocean to avoid torpedo nets and other underwater defenses, to reach dams, ships or other targets where it would explode or sink. Modern military bombers are designed for fighter bombers carrying the bomb with multiple ejection poles that allow multiple bombs to be mounted on a single pylon. The bomb is equipped with a high, fast, low payload of up to 1,500 kilograms. A parachute slows down its descent to give the crashing plane time to maintain a safe distance from the explosion. A relatively small explosion is produced in the pressure vessel, and any device causing an explosion of this type is classified as a bomb according to the definitions set out in the article above. The device produces an explosion, and the flammable mixture of liquid, gas or gas dispersed during the explosion can also ignite and release sparks and flames. When dynamite or other explosives are detonated, the explosion can carry radioactive material into the environment. Dirty bombs are often embedded with radioactive materials such as uranium, thorium, plutonium, uranium cobalt and plutonium boron. Although the atomic bomb dropped on Japan marked the end of World War II, many historians argue that it also triggered the Cold War. The bomb dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki released an enormous amount of energy, which created a mushroom cloud. The United States had been working on developing nuclear weapons since World War II, despite being warned that Nazi Germany had already researched nuclear weapons. Germany was defeated in the war, while the United States conducted the first test of an atomic bomb in July 1945, which exploded in a desert in New Mexico. The world's first nuclear explosion occurred on 15 July 1945, when a plutonium implosion device was tested at a site in the Alamogordo bombing area, the Jornada del Muerto. Inspired by the poetry of John Donne's, J. Robert Oppenheimer called the Trinity test Trinity. The plutonium device gadget, hoisted on a 100-foot tower, detonated, released 18.6 kilotons of electricity, evaporated the tower immediately, and turned the surrounding asphalt and sand into green glass. The second explosion was followed by a huge explosion that sent scorching heat into the desert and knocked observers to the ground. The radiation cloud from the atomic bomb stretched across dozens or hundreds of square miles, though its radiation could be spread within blocks and miles of the explosion. A dirty bomb was not the main target of a terrorist. Where the fear of contamination was, those closest to RDD would be most likely to suffer injuries in the explosion, but the extent of local contamination would depend on a number of factors, including the type of radioactive material used, the location of the explosion, and the presence of other radioactive materials. Episode 29 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Marian Garcia. Adios.